It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just what condition the crops are rated at, what the previous week's weather's influence was, and just where crop development stages are sitting at for the grains. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers for that report.
Spring planting is here, and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
USDA's weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report does show a crop that is advancing as far as crop, planting progress is concerned, but not as fast as what most of the traders were expecting. As of May 4th, 40% of the nation's corn was planted versus 39 average. The trade was expecting it to be close to 45 to 50, so quite a bit less than expected by the trade. Emergence sits at 11% complete versus 9% for the five-year average. For soybeans, it looks like we have 30% of the crop now planted. That's pretty close to being in line with expectations versus 23% average. The average trade guess had it somewhere between 30 to 35%. Emergence is sitting at 7% versus 5% average. Sorghum planted slowed down quite a bit. Only 23% of the crop has been planted as of May 4th. That's versus 22% average. Only 2% got put in the ground last week. So it shows just how wet it's been at in the southern regions. As far as spring wheat is now sitting at about 44% planted versus 34% average. That was up 14% from the last week, but quite a bit shy of the expectations of 50%. As far as emergence, 13% of the spring wheat crop has emerged versus 9% average. Barley planting is at 50% complete. That's versus 44% average. And emergence there is sitting at 18% versus 14% average. For winter wheat conditions, 39% of the crop is headed versus 33% average. But as expected, crop condition ratings did improve pretty much across the board, except, surprisingly, Kansas was left unchanged. Conditions improved 2% to 51% good to excellent. What we saw was Colorado improved by 5, Illinois improved by 4, Kansas was unchanged, Montana improved by 9, North Carolina improved by 6, Oklahoma improved by 4, but heavy rains continue to fall there. And Texas improved by 1, which again, heavy rains continue to fall up in the northern regions. Overall, that was about 2% better than expected by the trade. Pasture rangelands had their first look at crop condition ratings, 35% good to excellent. That's down 11% from last year at the same time.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.